sometimes stumble you.
That's a sin, though.
Yes, ma'am. And if a man says when he's squatting down like this, you say he's squatting how? What would you say he was squatting?
He's hunkering. They used to use that, hunkering down when they squat. Have you ever heard that? H-U-N-K-E-R-I-N-G, when you get off of horses in the West and all, they say they hunker down at a fire or something, you know. But it's the same as squatting, I think.
Mm-hmm. And that's an interesting term.
You have never heard that? No. Well, that is a term.
That's interesting. I have to investigate.
They hunker down. You look that up and see if you don't find it.
And say someone's been sick a while and he's up and about, but still looks, you say he's
healed. Convalescing, recovering.
Mm-hmm. Or you say he's still
recuperating. You get several definitions for that.
And a person who was who can lift heavy weights, is big and strong, or you say he's
what? Weightlifter.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say a weightlifter is usually very what? Very.
His muscles.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say he can lift those heavy weights, so he must be very what? Very
strong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's see. What about a person who's very robust in health? That you have any? What would you say about that? Call that person any special name for him?
Well, I don't know what you'd say for that. There are a lot of things you could say. But I don't know any particular one. Have you got one for it? A person that's well like that, he's robust. That might do it.
And let's see. I may have asked you this before. Now, butter, when it gets old, you got any special names for old butter like that? It's maybe not...
An old person.
No, old butter is not...
Old butter is, I know it's rancid, but I don't know what you'd call it.
Have you ever heard anybody call it stout in describing the...
Call it what?
Call it stout.
Stout.
Stout. S-T-O-U-T, stout.
Stout, no. I thought stout was a drink, a sort of a beer.
I never heard that.
Well, that's in English. They drink stout all the time. It's a beer.
I didn't know that.
You didn't? Yeah, that's what it is. In the pubs, they sell stout all the time. Ale or beer, it's that in that category. I never heard butter called stout. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And a person who's very easy to get along with, you'd say he's what?
He's congenial or agreeable.
And say when a boy is maybe just in his teenage years and starting to grow faster than he'd keep up.
Oh, he's adolescent.
Mm-hmm. And you would say when he can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture, you'd say he's very what? He's
clumsy.
And a person that keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say, well, he's just a...
they say a nut now, but that's not what you'd call him there, would you? You'd say he's a kind of a blunderbuss or something.
Would it be a bad thing to call that person a fool? Is it usually?
I was going to say a fool, but I don't know whether you'd call him exactly a fool for doing that, but it is foolish to do it.
Is there usually any inhibitions about using the word fool? Is that usually a fool?
No. And
a person who would never spend any money, he's a...
Has never what?
Who would never spend any money.
Oh, miser.
Mm-hmm. Any other thing you ever hear him call?